Morning, I'm a second job at Daf Yudalid. I'm going to go back quickly. We ended off yesterday with the sugya with regards to machlokitia between what we were trying to understand, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, where with the Kohen Onen, we brought a brighter Kohen Tadakama says, Kohen Gadol Makriv Onen, Ve'enochel Rabbi Yehuda Mer Kol Hayom. So he said, Ve'enochel. So he can do that, but he can't eat. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kol Hayom. Trying to say, what does Kol Hayom mean? So Rabbi said, we need Kol Hayom to tell us that we bring him from his house. That even though he might be on holiday, whatever the case was, we bring him to the Beit HaMikdash to make him work. Abai took him up with this. What are you talking about? Rabbi Yehuda is over here. There's a Kohen Hedyot, on the other hand, he's working. And we see that becomes an Onen. We straight away move him away. And Rabbi Yossi says, Yigbor, anyway, he's finished his work. So we see Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir with regards to avod of an onan. So you think that Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell us that for a Kohen Hedyot with a get off quickly, as soon as possible, stop working. Va'at amart ma'atin le'mitoch beito. And you're going to say, hey, with a Kohen Gadol, he must bring him back from his house to start working. It doesn't seem to make sense. That's what we should have ended off yesterday. Was Ela Amar Rava? So Rava now gives another answer. What does it mean, Kol Hayom? So what does it mean in the brighter when we have here, Yehuda Omer Kol Hayom with regards to Kohen Gadol Onen Oved Ve'enochel? He says, Lomar She'eino Oved Kol Hayom. On the contrary, Rabbi Yehuda says that Einachinami Kohen Gadol Oved Onen, but not the whole day. He said, Kol Hayom, but not the whole day. What does it mean, not the whole day? And why not the whole day? Gzeira Shema Yochal, because we're concerned that if he sticks around the whole day, he might come to eat. And we said a Kohen Gadol Onen is makriv, avar eino ochel. So that's what he said here. Look at Rashi. Oved kol hayom ad alayla, she'eino oved kol hayom ad alayla, avar balayla im ba'al aktir chelavim ve'emorim yaktir. But not time he wants, he can't do the avoda. So why not? Gzeir Shema Yochal. Kol hayom asur, says Rashi. The whole day is asur b'achilat kochi min haTorah. That whole day is an issue doraita for only to eat. Va'abayinutalayla, we should nikbar ha'meit b'yom. The funeral, the body's already been buried. Then einam midavar midivrei Torah, einam midivrei sofrim. Va'achi shvina le Rabbi Yehuda. He says now it becomes only an issue d'rabanan. And now says Rabbi Yehuda, masechet zvachim. Achi kama Rabbi Yehuda, kol hayom hu ba'aninut v'lo yakriv. Okay, so we see over here that a little bit of a difference. And according to Rabbi's answer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. He can do avoda when? At night. Why can he do the avoda at night? Because it's not only Yisro Dorabanan if he's going to eat. But during the day, we don't want him to be there because he might come to eat. So even though he's allowed in our Torah to eat, to the avoda, it's asked for him to eat. And therefore, Chachamim will go there that even though a Kohen Gadol mutar ba'avoda, rather than him coming in the evening and do the evening avoda, and not only and not during the day, because at night, if you eat, you don't worry, it's only Yisod Rabbana. So, good morning, Slavit Amarev, Adabar Avila Rava, Umi Gashi Vida Shema Yochal. Is that a fact that Rabbi Yehuda was concerned about the Shema Yochal? Now, this links up directly with our discussion yesterday. Steve, your question about an Onen. Right? Because what's his question of here, Adabar Ava? He says, Vatnan. We learned in our Mishnah on Daf Bet Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah, Rabbi Omer Af Ishacheret Matkinino. We also give him a second wife in Yom Kippur. Why do we give him a second wife in Yom Kippur? Shema Tamut Ishto. Right? V'imayte Ishto Avid Avoda V'lo Gashibu. So now, let's see what's happening over here. Rabbi Yehuda says, bring him another wife. Why do you want a second wife? So that if his first wife dies, or even if his second wife dies, he's still got a wife. We learned about Bechiper Ba'ado V'ad Beto. He has to have a wife. So bring him a second wife. So if either of them die, he has a wife. But nowhere do you see Rabbi Yehuda telling us that if his one wife dies, then he is an onen to his second wife or to the wife who dies. And according to you, says Rav Adabar Ava, according to Rava, Rabbi Yehuda should say, no, you can't carry on working in Yom Kippur. So we don't care. It doesn't help us to bring the second wife. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda's objective in the Mishnah was, that why does he have two wives? So if one wife dies, he can carry on with the avoda as a Kohen who's married. And Rabbi Yehuda, according to you, though, says Rabbi Adabar Ava says to Rabbi, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda is gozer gzari that he's not at work. because he's choshesh that he might eat. So how come over here on Yom Kippur he wasn't worried that the Kohen should carry on eating when he was an Onen? And we allowed him to do the Avoda. You with me? Clear? He wants to say, what do you care? The wife is going to die, he was divorced to. Right? That's going to be the... So both of you asked the Gemara's question. Both of you, my father said, but Yom Kippur won't eat, and you're asking the question. Both of the questions are going to be the Gemara's answer. Let's look in the Gemara. But you at least got the question, right? The question is, how can Rabbi Yehuda use the Rabbi Yehuda's choshesh to Achida of an Onen? But we see on Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yehuda says, bring two wives. And one wife dies. He carries on working. So we aren't worried at all.
Why did they rule out two wives?
Because Ein Ladavar Sof. Okay. Ein Ladavar Sof. There's no limits, he said. The Chachamim said, that's the case. If you want to have two wives, then you have three wives, you have four wives, you have five wives. So Rabbi Yehuda said, no. But so they said to Rabbi Chachamim, but what about Tumah? You worried about two Kohanim? So they said, no, Tumah Shachiach. Wives dying is not so Shachiach. Not common that wives die so quickly. But becoming Tameh, it happens quicker. All right? So now, Rabbi says, you're comparing the two. How do you compare the two? Hatam came and Yom Kippurimu, the Chule Amelo Kachle. I said, you said, Daddy, Yom Kippur. No one's eating in Yom Kippur. Who nami lo ati le meichal? Right? It was, okay, that's fine. But hachan de kula amel achle. Who nami ati le meichal? Sorry. Hachan nami, but on the regular day, any other time of the year, everyone's eating. So the Kohen Gadol will also come to eat. Therefore, we don't worry on Yom Kippur. That's the year we would be a problem. So now comes Steve's question. But in this circumstance, if he takes an extra wife from Yom Kippur, would he become an onan at all? That's what Steve said. He got divorced when we had spent the whole of yesterday. All the different configurations of a situation where the woman who dies isn't his wife because she got the get kicked in. So it wasn't his wife. So Gemara says, no, it's still a problem. Why? Even though he's not an onan, isn't he still troubled? He still loved this woman, right? She was his first wife, especially. He's concerned, he's taking up. And what's the problem with the concern? Yeah. When it comes to eating kochi, you have to eat it besimcha, begadula, in grandeur, right? Like kings eat it, he's an anointed guy. So this still wouldn't be ideal for him. And nonetheless, we aren't gods or anything. And this was the...
Right,
okay. Right, now, Mishnah. So now we go back to the Mishnah where we spoke there about, we saw at the beginning of the Gemara that there was Zrika on the Kohen Gadol. They put him into Bidud, like into some sort of isolation for 7 days, and the Paraduma Kohen as well. And they would sprinkle him with Paraduma ash waters. We said with all the waters of all the Parot Aduma that they had, remember? They would sprinkle on him every single day. So Mishnah says like this: Kol shivat hayamim, hu zorek el adam umaktir laketoret umetiv et hanerot umakriv et harosh ve et haregel. On all 7 days that he's in isolation, the 7 days before Yom Kippur, he does the zrika of the dam, all the work. Look at Rashi: Shel tamidin kadesh yiragil umezumam avodat yom kippurim. He does the korban tamid work, right? Umaktir laketoret, and he's the one that lights the ketoret. And he looks after the candles in the menorah in the Heichal. Look at Rashi. Umetiva tanerot medashen min afar haptilot shechavu, cleans them out. V'chein kol yom yom metivan baboker shem baboker baboker metivot tanerot, he prepares them. V'chol yom maktir ketoret b'Heichal prashach l'prasa bein arbaim, he does the ketoret a certain measure in the morning, he prasa in the afternoon. U'makriv et harosh v'et haregel. Right. And he brings the korban of the part and the rest of the year. It's not those 7 days. Rabbi Rashiya says ushar koleyamim imratza. Right, so there imratza lakriv makriv shekoyin gadol makriv chelik perosh venotel chelik perosh. He says, look at Rashi there. Lehitiv lakriv et kol akuban sheyirtze makriv, whatever he wants, he does. Ve'en ha'mishmar yachol lakev al yado. And even though there's a mishmar, there's batim. There's Batei Av that have been there. They say, it's our turn. Kohen Gadol, first right to refuse. He wants to go and do an Avodah. He does whatever he wants. Always. On the 7 days, however, he has to do all these particular acts to prepare him, to make him more fluent in them for Yom Kippur. Okay, that is the Mishnah. Who's like this? Who's the Tana of this Mishnah? Who's our Tana? So Amar Rav Chisda, the lo Rabbi Akiva. It's not Rabbi Akiva. Why is it not Rabbi Akiva? It's not like, it's not according to Rabbi Akiva, this Tana, this Brighter. The word says, why? Dear Rabbi Akiva, ha Amar, Rabbi Akiva has an interesting opinion of here. He says, Tahor, she nafra lav haza, tima'ato. Right? Anybody who's Tahor, that the paraduma ashes, waters, fell on them, or sprinkled on them, if they were Tahor, they become Tamei. Right? So hechi avid avoda. So if every for 7 days they're busy sprinkling these paraduma ash waters, the mei chatat, on the kohen gadol, and he was a tahor, essentially was a tahor, so the water makes him a tamei. So if he was tamei from the waters,
how long is he a tamei for?
He's at least until he goes to the mikveh and he has haref shemesh. So at least for that day until the night, right? So. At least for the day, they sprinkle in the morning, sprinkle during the day, whatever. At some time that they sprinkle on him, he's time of the rest of the day. So how can he do all these avodas? He can't. How can he do zorek adam, machtir takatorit, metiv adarot, makrivet arosh? This is morning, afternoon, evening. He's busy the whole day. Yeah. Right? The Tanya, and he quotes a brighter where Rabbi Akiva learns it from. The pasuk of Yaseh, pasuk of Midbar. It's interesting. This pasuk of Midbar, yutet, parak yutet, pasuk yutet. Vehizah hatahor la tamei. We saw this with the person who's Tamei mate, right? So they sprinkle the Tahor ala Tamei. B'yom ha-shlishi v'mashvi, on the third and the seventh day. V'chit'o b'yom ha-shvi v'chives b'gadav v'chats v'vayim v'taher b'ayrev. So it says, V'hiza ha-tahor al ha-tamei. Rabbi Akiva learns from that word drosha, ala Tamei tahor, v'ala tahor Tamei di Rabbi Akiva. Because the word pasuk says "v'izah hatahor al hatamei," to tell you that if he was tamei, the waters make him tahor. Ah, if he was tahor, the waters make him tamei. Look at Rashi. Kol tamei tahor, but atol tamei. Im hizah latamei naaseh tahor, im hizah latahor naaseh tamei. That's what we just said. V'yalif taima, and we learn it from the al hatamei, because it says "v'izah tahor." Al ha-tamei, yetayrak. We see that al ha-tahor, because of viza-tahor, or viza-tamei, b'yom ha-shlishi. Why do they say viza-tahor al ha-tamei? Just viza-tamei b'yom ha-shlishi. Chachamim say that. Chachamim omrim, en ha-dvarim alalu amurin, ele b'dvarim ha-makablim tuma. He says no. He says something else. Chachamim say that this whole idea, en advarim amurin, el advarim makablim tuma. This is a drosha about whether you sprinkle ashes on something to makabel tuma or not. So someone says, mahi, what is the example of Rabbanan? What are they speaking about? What is the situation in this pasuk? Kiditnan, we learned in a Mishnah, because Mishnah Masechet Sukkah, where that he says as follows, nitkaven lazot la behema, viza al hadam. Now, when they come to make the paraduma waters, so the water is there's water, there's the afer, there's a bit of stuff inside it, and they use an ezov, right, like a weed, right, hyssop type of thing, and on that they fill and they do the sprinkling from the eitz ezov, like that's like the sponge, that's your thrower, right? They fill up the water and that's how they sprinkle it. So now, the Mishnah says as follows. If you had kavona to do hazah on a behema, remember a behema, an animal while it's alive cannot makabel tuma. Remember that animals alive do not makabel tuma. Animal can become tamei when it's dead. Human beings when they're alive can makabel tuma. Food can makabel tuma. Kalim can makabel tuma. But animals can't makabel tuma. So Chachamim say this whole word is only on something which is makabel tuma. So he said like this, Nitkavenas la behema, you intended to sprish on the animal. In the end, vehiza ala adam. And in the end, you sprish it on the human being. What was your kavona? Your kavona was for an animal. Can animal kabel tuma? No. Right? Now, im yesh be'ezov, let's say that there's still some water left over there in the ezov, enough water to do another sprish. Can you use that water? Or did the water become pasled already? So he says, yeah, im yesh be'ezov, yishne, go ahead and sprinkle again. However, nitkaven lazot la'adam. If you wanted to sprish on the human being, and he's a person who's mekabel tuma, vehizah la'behema, and now you by mistake sprished on an animal, im yesh be'ezov, if there's water left over there, lo yishne, you don't use the water. Look at Rashi. V'chamim ala tamei l'drasha at, it comes from a drasha, this little tamei. The whole concept of haza'a only applies to something to kabel tuma. If it doesn't, ain haza'a and he tested alein kriya hazaya. The water that you sprinkled on that on an animal, for example, is not called hazaya, because hazaya only applies by definition to chachamim to something which is makabel tuma, and a live animal cannot makabel tumas. Therefore, the sprinkling on the of that ashes is not water, is not called sprinkling. The nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? The practical implication. Shashiraim sheesh be'ezov. The waters that's left over in the ezov, if it's still got water there, sharei psulehei. The ein lach shara nazod, you can't use it and they become pasul. So you sprinkle from this ezov onto an animal. The animal is not makabel tuma. Therefore, everything that wasn't called azaya, and that becomes pasul. So you can't reuse those waters. Right, and he quotes the path of the Mishnah. Yeah, Ruki Rashi. Nani kaven im yesh be'ezov yishne. Klomar ro'in ashiraim lazod la'adam shetarich hazaa. De lo nirkaven v'chozer b'shoneh v'ain tzrich lachzor u'lahatbil. So if you sprinkled on the person, that was what we said there in the brighter, right? We had the brighter nirkaven lazot ala adam. You intend to do mazi on the person, and in the end you mazi on the behema. Now, if there's water left over there, you lo yishne. You don't go back. Look at the Rashi. The nif shelu b'malocha. The hazah shel behema. This bazaha here of behema. Shehiza alav. Says the Bach. Changes it a bit. Right? Shehiza alav. Ein shem hazah aleh. That's not called hazah. Havule kemayim shena seit b'malocha. So now, because you sprinkled on the animal, it's as if you used this water for something else. And once you use the waters for something else, they become pasul. Therefore, you can't use them. So anyhow, I don't think we have to get worried about so much. Right? It says, so that's why, so Chachamim say it's for different reasons. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the pasuk is, Hizara tahor tameh, tameh tahor. And therefore, since the Kohen Gadol was tahor, you sprinkle it, now becomes tameh. So it's like, we understand Rabbanan, but my time Rabbi Akiva. Right, Rabbi Akiva says, why? Because the pasuk could have said, "Nichtov Rachman Evizah Tahor Alav." Just sprinkle the Tahor Alav. Why Alat Tamei? We know he's speaking about the Tamei. Why Alat Tamei? What's Alat Tamei? The extra Tamei. Shva Min Alat Tamei. Tahor Alat Tahor Tamei. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva straightforward over here. He says, "Listen, chaps, there's a redundant Tamei in the pasuk here to tell us that the Tahor becomes Tamei. But why tell us about the Tamei? To know that if he was Tamei, then." The pasuk, then he becomes tahor. But if he was tahor, then he becomes tamei. V'rabbanan, and Rabbanan, how did Vayim become him tuma? They say no. Like we explained, our whole drosha. Yeah, there's a bit of repetition here. Our whole drosha of Rabbanan is all about makabel tuma or not. Aval hacha kavachomeru. But yeah, certainly it should be. It's a kavachomer. What's a kavachomer? Imala tamei tahor. The guy's tamei, and you sprinkle paraduma ashes, waters on him, and he becomes tahor. So ala tahor lo kosher, the guy was tahor to begin with, then kosher can he stays tahor. What do you mean he becomes tamei? Rabbi got their own word for what that pasuk's about, and they completely dispute Rabbi Akiva's svara based on the kavachomer. What are you talking about? A tamei person becomes tahor, a tahor person becomes tamei. Rabbi, a tahor person becomes tahor, also a tahor person becomes tahor as well. So therefore, when it's a Mishnah Kami Rabbi Akiva, it was Rabbi Akiva, there's no way that Kohen Gadol could be doing all the Avodah in these 7 days, because he's Tamei all the time. So Rabbi Akiva, how does Rabbi Akiva deal with that? Rabbi Akiva says, Hainu de Kamar, this is what Shlomo said. So he says, Chami says, Shlomo, what on it to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, listen guys, this is something which is beyond all of us. Something which we can't understand how these Paraduma waters work. And this is what Shlomo said, Amarti Echkema Virchoka Mimeni. As wild as I was, says Shlomo, as wise as I was, this stuff is far from me. I don't understand everything. Rabbanan says, no. Hahu lemaze ulemazin alav tahor v'nogeh bahen tamei. Look at Rashi over here. Lemaze tahor, the darishachi, v'hizah ha-tahor. He sprinkled on the tahor, the ta'af l'achar she'hizah Kraotaho, the person himself doing the sprinkling, the lemaze, ulemaze nalav, he stays tahor, right? Even after he's done the avod, he becomes still stays tahor. However, venogaya bahen is tamei. Someone who touches the waters will become tamei. So when it says ulemaze tahor, is that a fact that the guy who does the sprinkling is tahor? V'akativ ulemaze me'anida yichabes begadav. Look at the passage. It says v'atalem ruchat olam. This is a chok. You see that the person who does the mazeh, he has to wash his clothes in the mikvah. It's not so pashmi, it became stays tahor. We know this, I think, right? Most of you know this, that there's this inherent contradiction in the paraduma waters, that the guy does the dealings with it becomes tamei. Here it is. So my mazeh, where mazeh no gav? How can be no gav? Can't be no gav mazeh. Because vakativ mazeh, vahakativ no gav. There's a one time it says mazeh, then it says no gav. So in the mazeh can't be no gav. And furthermore, maze bai kibus begadim, no gal bai kibus begadim. You see a difference in the pasuk. The pasuk makes this distinction between the two cases. The guy who does maze, he has to also toil with his clothes. And the guy who just touches, well, doesn't have to. You can't tell him maze equals no gal. Ela mai maze. What is maze? Maze means no se. Maze is to carrying the actual waters. That is what makes you tame. Now, if you've got a Rashi, there's a Rashi from Bamidbar on the Pasuk itself. There's a Rashi here. It says, U'mazeh mehanida. Rabotayinu amru sha'mazeh tahor, v'zeh ba'le named sha'noseh mechatat tamei tumeh chamura. The person who actually carries the stuff, the waters, he becomes very tamei. Le'tamei begadim, even took tamei's clothes. Ma'asha'en kem benogeya. Not the same as the guy who touches the waters. V'zeh she'hotziyu b'lashon mazeh lomar lecha. Why is it called mazeh? She'einan mitamin ad she'yeh bahen shiur hazaah. There has to be a shiur in the waters there, a certain amount of water, and then the guy who touches it, the guy who sprinkles it, he becomes tameh. So it's different limud altogether over here of what to do with that. So this is all chachamim as opposed to Rabbi Akiva, who's telling us that the tahor tameh tameh tahor story. So Rambam says, v'nichtov rachmanen nosai. If you're going to tell me now that mazeh means nosai carrying, so the nichtov rachmanen nosai, why don't Torah nosai write nosai? Why doesn't the Torah write there? Vayetal limchat olam, v'hanosei me'anida yechabes begadav. Why does it say v'amazeh? So my time ketiv mazeh, why does it say mazeh, the actual spring? Hakam ashbalan, teba'inan shiur haza'ah. That's that last Rashi there. V'amazeh, we have to have a shiur haza'ah. If you carry it with a certain shiur, you will become tameh. That's all well according to machloket. There's a machloket over here. Rashi says it's a machloket book to bezvachi reperek tarovet. In that parak in daf pei amud aleph, there's a machloket there whether you have to have shiur or not. So it says halicha b'adam hazaat shiur chashiur. That works well according to that side of the machloket that needs shiur. And the man has ain shiur chashiur. Michael, but according to the side of the machloket, then in zvachim that you don't need shiur. How do you explain now why the Torah said mazeh and didn't say noseh? She says, "Afil leman damar hazayin chichashu." Now, even if according to that silent machloket, who says it doesn't need shiur, hani mili agave de gavra. That's when you come to don't need the shiur to actually sprish on the guy. Look at Rashi there, agave de gavra. It changes it a bit. Bach she noten alav kol shehu, and still v'tiaro. Even a bit of paraduma waters, a little bit, will make him tahor. Aval b'mana, but in the kli itself. Look at Rashi, Shehu mitbar Rashi givolei ezovbo, where he's dipping in these bundles of esov to sprinkle on him in the kli itself. Tzricha shiur. There, everybody agrees that you have a shiur. Ditnan, kama yeh bahen v'yeh ko kere hazaah. How much do you have to have in the kli in order for it to be good for hazaah? Gemara says kedei sheyidbol Rashi agivolin v'yazeh. At least enough. Look at Rashi. Klomar kedei sheyakbilam im tvili. You have to doink them in properly. You have to have enough water in the kli that you can toivel the esov, and then it will be good. So we come round circle over here, and we've explained why Kami Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says that you become tamei from it. We don't explain why they say it wouldn't become tamei from it, and it makes a lot of sense that it is not Rabbi Akiva, the Tana of our Mishnah. Now, comes in Abaya. Amar Abaya. Abaya says no. Abaya Amar. Afilu tam Rabbi Akiva. You know what? Could even be Rabbi Akiva. How could Akiva tell about Mishnah? The Avid Avoda Kule Yoma. He'll do Avoda the whole day. And then Ulefanya. right? And then mamash, late, just before night. Madu alav, remember the Dalit and the Zayin interchange. So Madu alav is Mazeh alav. They sprinkle on him, and then Vatav goes to the mikvah. Va'avid harev Hashemesh is your answer there. He has to have tefillah and harev Shemesh, and then he will become tahor. So really, it could be Akiva, because Elah Chilam you got to sprinkle on him every single day. But why does it have to be during the day? Because mamash right before nightfall, after he's finished all the avodas, and he does the avodah the whole day, gets the sprinkling. Goes to the mikveh, has Arev Shemesh, starts the morning again, Tahor, and for 7 days every day, we could carry on. So really, the Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva, the Tana as well. Okay, now we go
so
back.
When he has to be for 7 days Tahor, it doesn't have to be for all the time, in other words.
No one's worrying about him being, even with Rabbi Akiva, even at the beginning of the Sugya, we weren't worried that he wasn't Tahor the whole time. He only has to be Tahor, he does the Avoda. But the question was, how could he do any of the Avoda?
Yeah, so the 7 days is to prevent him from being Tamei at the time of the Avoda.
Of Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, but we're more concerned about Tamei Mate in those 7 days. That he shouldn't come into Tamei Mate, because Tamei Mate means a 7 day process. If he just has a tumah, if he has a tumah, a tumah kale like this one, it's just he goes to the mikvah harev shemesh. He's tahor already at night. We're not worried about that. We're worried about that. Okay. Right. So the Mishnah carries on. Umaktir katorit umeitiv anerut. So the Mishnah said there that the Kohen Gadol for those 7 days, he's maktir tait katorit. He burns the incense and meitiv anerut, and he prepares all the menorah, the candles, etc. Gemara says, from this order that you brought it, first maktir, the katorit, and then the candles, alma katorit bereisha v'hada neirot. Seems over here that the order of the avodah is first the katorit and then the candles. We've got a bit of a problem with that. Why? V'raminu, we've got a stira from a Mishnah Masechet Tamid. There the Mishnah says, mi shezachah b'dishun mizbeach apnimi. There's, remember, the lotteries. There's all lotteries in the bed. I mean, every day there's lotteries for Kohen to do different avodas. So the first avoda is Trumat HaDeshe. So it says, Mish Zachah B'Dishur Mizbeach HaPnimi, U'Mish Zachah B'Menorah, U'Mish Zachah B'Ketoret. In the order there of the Kohanim, so it's first Mish has got the Dishun, right, the cleaning of the internal, of the golden Mizbeach, and then who's Zoche B'The Menorah, and then who's Zoche of the Ketoret. So we see up here, Menorah comes first, and then Ketoret. Where according to our Mishnah, it says first he does the Ketoret and then he does the menorah. Seems to be a steer in the order of the Avodah. So Amar Rav Huna Ma'an Tana Tamid. Rav Huna says, no, don't worry. Who's the Tana in the Mishnah Masechet Tamid? Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh. And that's the opposite to here. So he disagrees there. He's the Tana there. He's the Dart, right? And therefore, don't worry so much about that. Right? Don't worry so much about that. So the Gemara said, I don't understand, but why is it so pashut that Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzpeh, we've heard the opposite from Rabbi Shimon Bar Mitzpeh. Look at Rashi. So there's a bit of a change in the Bach over here. Letana, let's just find the Bach over here, hold on. Va'ipche Shmainan Le, Letana, the Iri beplugtayu de Shmaina le the palig astame de masechet tamid velomi took me astame de tamid kevatay. You telling me that Rabbi Shimon by Isha Mitzpeh, he's the Tana there? But we've heard the opposite, that actually he's not the Tana of the Mishnah, he's cholek on the Tana, he's got his own version, Ditnan. And now the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Tamid, it's like as Balu lekeh mishachit fornit, when the Kohen Gadol is walking around the Mizbeach and he's doing the stuff, they come to the Balu lekeh mishachit fornit, to the northeastern corner, v'noten mizrach tzvona, and he puts on a bit of a spritz over there, east-north. Right, then maravit dromit, he comes to the southwestern corner, v'noten maravah dromit, and again a spritz over there, so it's basically like on the corner, which is like, you know, like one spritz, which is two. Remember, because he covers both corners. Right, he spritzes and it goes on both sides. So it's echad shezeshtai. And then, Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzpeh, Meshane Betamid. And we learned on that that Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah, his own version. And he says like this, like same thing. Then Ma'aravit, when he comes to the southwestern corner, then Noten one Ma'arava, Va'acharkach Noten Droma. He changes the order a bit. So we see that it's not so pashut that Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzpeh is the Tana of the Mishnah in Tamid. To tell us, he's got a different version to us, because we see he's actually cholek on the Tana in Tamid, which makes it more difficult for us. So consider Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my Tana said to the one who says, who's the Tana of Seder Yoma? Right, look at Rashi over here. My Tana Seder Yoma, my Tana Seder Tamid, Tahach Masechet Demari B'Seder Yoma Kippurim. The Paliga Mishnayot, the Seder HaTamid. Who's the Tana who talks about the Seder of Yoma, right, which is Cholek on the Seder of the Mishnah in Tamid? Who's that? Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah. The Shmain Alei, the Palig Astamid Tamid. He's Cholek on Tamid. Right? That's Rabbi Yochanan says. He's not the Tana. He's Man Tana Seder Yoma, Shimon Ish Mitzvah. Verami Seder Yoma, Seder Yoma. And there's like a bit of an internal stereo between the two of them. So now, we wanted to try and say, it's quite simple, not a big deal. This is Masechet Tamid, that's a Mishnah in Yoma, and they're Cholek on another, and it's different person. What says, no, the Tana is Tamid, it's a Tana of us. It's Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzpeh, he's Cholek on the Tana there. And yeah, we see a bit of a stereo. So how do we resolve the stereo? Most like a stitna. We've got a Mishnah, right? And this is in our Masechta. Pais HaShaini, the second Pais. So Rashi points out over here, in the second Pais, so if you look at Rashi, the last narrow line, Rashi says, "Bepirkin lekam and daf kafe." We'll see the Ayri beseder arba paisot shayusham according to the four paisot every day, four lotteries. Uketani ba sefat kibbutz paishen. Do they get in the second pais? Him a faisin shalosh esrei avodot. That are 13 avodas that will be lotted off there in the second gathering. And what is it back in our Gemara? It's now pais hashen. Mi shochet mi zorek. Who does shchita? Who does zrika? Right, Rashi points out here, Damo, Umi Bid Hashem is Be'ach HaPnimi, like in the Mishnah, Shana Be'ach HaPnimi, Umi Bid Hashem et HaMenorah, Umi Ma'aleh Evarim LeKevesh. Look at the order there. Pais, Mi Shochet, Mi Zorek, Mi Medashen, then the Mizbeach HaPnimi Shen et HaMenorah, who does the menorah, and then Umi Ma'aleh Evarim LeKevesh. So what do we see comes very early there? The menorah in the second pais. Then in the pais ashlishi, then the third pais, that's the letter lottery, chadashim leketoret bo'u ve'efisu. They call out the new ones. Guys, you've never done this before. You come and do ketoret. So we see over here, that here in our Mishnah over here, in this Masechet, so we try to blame it on a machlok between Rabbi Shimon and Ish Mitzvah, but we can't. It's a steer within our Mishnah, within Yoma. So our Mishnah says that first we have Maktir and then Ketoret and Maktir Ketoret and then the menorah. Here we see in the second pais there is the menorah and in the third pais there is Ketoret, the other way around. So before we actually go in and to see the answer of here, let's quickly just take a look for a moment. It's worth it just to complete the sugya and see what Rashi says about these different avodas. This is over here, Chadashim, the very wide first line of Rashi. Why is it called Chadashim, come and do the pais for the Ketoret? This is nice to remember. It's like it's Chadashim, Kohanim, Shelo Hiktiru Ketoret Mimehem. A Kohen who'd never had a chance to do the Ketoret, he was the only one allowed into the lottery. So they bring all those guys, who has never done Ketoret in your life? Come and join the lottery. So one of you now at least who are going to win, it'll be your first time. Yitkablu kulan, yitkapsu kulan lekan, legorala Ketoret. Avalo yeshanim, but those who have already done it can't do it again. Why? The Amal Akam, we'll see that on Daf Kavav, Me'olam lo shana ba Adam. A person was never, ever, ever allowed to do the Maase Ketoret twice. Lefi shaita ma'asheret. There was a special segula that you did the Ketoret, you became rich. Shneimar yesimu Ketorah ba'apecha. Right, I'm not sure exactly why that makes you rich, but Uchtiv batrei, it's right after the Pasuk says, Barech Hashem Chelo. Okay, so that explains a bit more. You did the Ketoret, Barech Hashem Chelo. It made you rich. Mikol Makom, that's the Rashi goes back to our sugya. Mikol Shosh Bina Mina, Hatavat HaNerot Kodem LeKetoret. So it's just amusing. There's a segula to say, Putim HaKetoret every day. Right? To actually say the thing. And sometimes there's a segula also for wealth. I suppose it comes from here. So now, but nonetheless, we see over here that our Mishnah says that first comes the Ketoret and then the Neirot. We see in the lottery system, the Neirot come first before the Ketoret. So Amar Abaya, lo kashya, bas not a stira. Why? Kan batavat shtei Neirot, kan batavat chamesh Neirot. Ah, we thought that the Hatavah cleaning up the Neirot, all seven took place in one shot. So Abaya Chidush says, no. First, the Kohen would do two candles or five candles. I'm not sure which order was first. Then there'd be a break. Then he'd go and do the Ketoret. And then he'd come back and finish off the menorah. Right? So now it's no longer a stira. Why is that no longer a stira? Because then it's quite simple. The Mishnah that says the menorah comes first, he's talking about the two candles or the five candles. And then comes the Ketoret. And the Mishnah says that the Ketoret comes first, talking about the Ketoret, and then the last two or the last five candles. So each Mishnah is discussing a different order. Because one's talking about the first avodah of the candles, and one's talking about the last avodah of the candles. And to the first avodah of the candles, the Ketoret comes second. To the second avodah of the candles, the Ketoret comes first, because the Ketoret's in the middle. Okay, so that's what Abaya says. The Gemara says, Lemaimra, the Ketoret mafsik day. Are you trying to tell us now, Abaya, this is Abaya talking. Is Abaya, is this to tell us that Abaya's opinion is that the Ketoret is what separates the avodahs of the menorah? Baha Abaya, Mesader Maracha, Mishmei de Gemara. Abaya is Mesader the Maracha. He says the order of the day goes according to Mishmei de Gemara. What do you mean, Mishmei de Gemara? There's something worth writing down. So we have Mishmei de Gemara. Look at Rashi. Baha Abaya, Lekama, Beperik Shlishi, Mesader, Begirsei, Lesader Maracha, Kol Yom Vayom. He sets out the order of the Kohen Gadol for the whole day, Yom Kippur, and every other day. Mishmei de Gemara. What do you mean, Mishmei de Gemara? Davar Mekubal Mikol Benei Yeshiva, Shekiblu Mirabotehem. There's an across-the-board accepted Masorah over here. And that's what Abaya laid out. And what is that? But Dama Tamid Mafsik Lehu. It's not the Ketoret. It's the Dama Tamid. There's a bit of candles first, then Dama Tamid, and then the balance of the candles. Not the Ketoret. So you that doesn't no longer solve the Astira. Because the Astira is only solved if it's the Ketoret that interrupts the two Avodas of the Menorah. Then we've got Ketoret on either side. Right, so Gemara over here, Amre, they said in the Midrash Lokashia, still not a stira. Hal Abishau, Hal Rabbanan. Right, depends on machloket, because the Tanya, the writer that says Lo Yitavet and V'Chakach Yachtir, El Yachtir V'Chakach Yativ. The writer is like this: Lo Yativ et Anayrot, and then do Ketoret. Don't first do the menorah. Look at Rashi. Lo Yativ Shivatan, all seven. Ve'achar kach yaktir, and then do ketoret. Ele yaktir ve'emsa, do ketoret in the middle. Ve'achar kach yigmor atavat shtayim, and then do the last two. So it's first five, ketoret, then the last two. Ve'aleke le'meima yaktir t'chila, ve'achar kach yatchil ha'etiv, kamer rabbanan, da'ay kamelan de'bayi afsaka, v'chol avodot shtirot zu achazu, api ha'ketuvim lekam milti da'bayi, ve'i efshar laktir ad l'achar zhrik adam ha'tamid, ויאמר כתורת קודמת על אבל הנאירות, אין לך עוד עבור להפסיק כאן. So חכמים don't agree. חכמים say no. If you say that the כתורת, if אפשר להקציב, you can't do the כתורה until you've done the זריקת אדם. If you say the כתורת comes before the נאירות, then you got no עבור to להפסיק. So מחלוק להביא. So look back at the, אבא שאול says, מיטיב אחר כך, לא יטיב אל הנאיר ואחר כך יקטיר, אלא יקטיר ואחר כך יטיב first, do the Ketoret and then light the candle. But Shaul says no, Meitiv v'achakav maktir. You can first do the menorah and then do the Ketoret, right? And then you can finish later on. We'll see tomorrow the reasons for each one of them. Let's end of Abia.